Our first scripture reading is from Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Our second reading is from John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Lord, I do thank you for this sermon. I pray, God, that you would speak through me. God, touch the hearts of those who need a spirit of peace today. And I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I give honor to the board, the trustees, the elders, and the congregation. And I thank God today for this Advent season. I thank him for, we're talking about peace today. I thank him for his spirit of peace, that we can walk in his peace today. Sorry, I'm not sure why my throat is so dry, but I think it's because I have such a good sermon to share. How about that? So as we enter into our holiday season, though, we face so much chaos. We do. We face darkness and wars and natural disasters, and there's political unrest. And I've turned on the news, and I haven't been watching it much, and it seems like chaos all the time. But God is our peace. He gives us peace at this time when it feels like everything is going awry. It feels like we're all in a disarray, and there's no answers. And gosh, it feels like we're kind of nervous and shaky on what's going to happen. But God sent his son to bring us peace. And that's what we're celebrating today. And this second Sunday of Advent is all about his peace. And I tend to think about that because there are many days when I just need peace. Have you ever been there where you're just like, oh man, this is going on and that's going on, and your mind is just full, and I have to say, God, give me peace. And he does. That's what's so cool about God, is that he gives us peace when we ask him. All we have to do is call on the name of Jesus, and he gives us peace. That's what he sent him for. It's in when he says he's sending his son, one of the things that he brings, all salvation is one, but the other is that he gives us peace. And so when we're in need of peace, I was thinking about it this morning. And of course, going into the holiday season, I was thinking of my parents. And as we were celebrating my brother's birthday and so forth, I was thinking of my parents. And I was thinking of, there were days when I was taking care of both of them. And my dad had Alzheimer's, and my mom had a chronic condition that she was in pain a lot, and they needed help, both of them. And so I would be taking care of them. And some days it would get so overwhelming that it was just like, I cannot take this anymore. And I have to go into the kitchen to get my peace. I'd go into the kitchen and I'd say, God, you've got me. You put me here. You allowed me this privilege to care for them. I need your peace at this time. And I'd watch him fill the room with his peace. And then I could go back and do it again. And I could go back and take care of him again. And so I thank him. And I share that because I know some of us are caregivers. Some of us, you have family things that you may be going through. The holiday season, always a rough time for family issues, when you have family issues. But in that time, God will give you peace. And that's what I want to talk about. Our first scripture today is from Psalms 4 and 8. And what I like about this scripture is that it's something that I use all the time. It says, in peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. He gives us rest. He says, you can lie down in peace. Have you ever had a night where you just tossed and turned, worrying and stressing about something that happened, something that's going on? Something that may happen that you don't even actually know what the end's going to be, but you're laid awake, restless, tossing and turning. What's going to happen? Oh God, what's going to, you know, he gives us peace. That's what this scripture says. I can lie down in peace. And that is a wonderful thing. I can think of my younger days in ministry. Gosh, every little thing would worry me, would have me stressed, and every little conversation or a confrontation, it could be either, would have me stressed, and I'd be up all night and worried and wondering, well, what in the world? And why did they say this? And why would they say that to me? I only mean well. I'm only trying to do my, you know, of course I'm the martyr. Oh, never my fault. But as a young woman in my 20s, early 30s, I would do that. And I came to a point where I said, God, I'm getting older. I need to sleep. I can't be staying awake worrying about all of this stuff. It's in your hands. And he gave me peace. And I tell you what, now I sleep really good. You know, I don't know if it's a medication, but I sleep really good at night. You know, I'm older, so I got to take a few things to keep going. But I sleep good in his peace, knowing that he's going to take care of it. He gives me rest. And if that's what you need, call out to him. Call out to our Savior. He came that you might have peace. The next scripture is not on here, but I want to read because it too, I kind of heard it in our worship reading, and then I think I also heard it in our candle reading. But it's John 14:27. It says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." He gives us, he said, my peace I give to you. And all you have to do is ask. That's what's so beautiful about it. So beautiful about God. And the Holy Spirit will fill you with peace. He will fill it, your whole circumstance. You'll see it change with peace from God. And I mean, it's just such a beautiful thing. And I think about it. I'm like, God, yes, wrap me in your peace. Wrap me in your peace. So that as I'm going through, and I watched him do that while I was caring for my parents. I watched him do that while I was going through school. There were so many trials and obstacles that would come up towards me, and I would have to stop before I could get so overwhelmed that I'm ready to have a stroke, worried about it. I had to ask him for peace. I'm like, God, your peace. And I watched him do it and bring me through. That's what's so wonderful about God. He brings you through to the end. So if you're going through, any challenges in your family, on your job, whatever it is that's causing you to not have peace, ask God for his sweet peace. I was thinking about this sermon I heard many years ago, but it also contributed to helping me because sometimes you guys know I do a lot of meditation, guided imagery and things like that with groups, but this one would have been considered a guided imagery to me. I was listening to a minister and he said, he would have trouble sleeping. He said, I'd have trouble sleeping. And so the Spirit gave me, he said, to take each issue that's running through my mind. He said, and imagine putting it on the shelf. Just like, okay, my family on the shelf for the night. My job on the shelf for the night. My children on the shelf. You know, my finances on the shelf for the night. And then lay down and go to sleep. Amen. It's on the shelf. When you wake up, if you want to deal with it again, you can pull it back off, you know, but God's got it. But if you need to, but it's just a way of like guided imagery to get rid of that, those stresses that are robbing you of your peace. You can imagine just putting them up there and you can put them up there and say, now God, this is all that I need you to deal with. You know, and you can just lay it on him, lay it at the altar. God, I need this or I need that or whatever it is to get your peace. And that's what I just want to encourage you today to get your peace. We need peace in this world. We'll be crazy if we keep trying to deal and handle every situation that comes without God and without his peace. We need him. And I thank the Lord. I thank God that he sent his son, Jesus. Amen. He sent him to be our peace. He sent him to be our salvation. He sent him for us. How cool is that? He cared about us. He cared about us so much that he sent his son to be our salvation, to be our peace in times of trouble. My next scripture is kind of just a guide on what you should be thinking about. Oh, I'm sorry. Not quite yet. Going faster than I should. But I'm talking about when he sent him. So in Luke 2:12-14, this is just when God sent him. He said, this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. That is us. His favor rests on us. He sent him. They found Jesus lying in a manger, and to us he gave peace. He gave us his peace. And have you ever just wished, you know, God, if I could just have some peace? We refer back to this. He sent it. All you have to do is ask him. Ask him for his peace. Ask him that he would fill you, fill your home. You know, it sounds a little silly, but my mom used to do this all the time. And so we have faith in it, but she would walk through our house and pray God's peace. She would walk through each room and she'd say, God's peace, fill this room. That's the living room. God's peace, fill our kitchen. God's peace, fill the bedrooms, especially my brothers. Fill his room with peace, God. And so if that's what you need to do, and it's just like an act of faith, if that's what you need to do, do that to get peace in your home. Peace, I mean, it's just one of those things. I just have really been thinking about peace, and I felt like this week I was talking about peace. I knew I was preaching about peace, and I really had to fight for it this week. Things just kept coming at me all week, trying to rob me of my peace. But I'm like, no, God came. He sent his son that I might have peace. And so I had to keep fighting for it, but I had my peace this week. And that's what you may have to do. And by doing that, I'm just saying, keep speaking that. Keep speaking that peace. God came to give me peace. He sent his son that I might have peace. So nope, I don't receive that news. Nope, I don't receive that. No, I don't receive it. I receive that God. Whose report is the song? Whose report will you believe? God's report says, I shall have peace. So I believe his report. I don't believe the report, the negative report. I believe God's report, that I shall have peace. And you shall have peace. Now my next scripture. Philippians 4:6-7. And this is kind of what he's kind of giving us instructions. This is Paul, but he's giving us some instructions on how to have peace. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. His sweet peace. We don't always understand even how he does it. It transcends all understanding. But he says, guard your heart, guard your mind. And just a prayer says, really just tell him, like I said, God, I need peace today. Pray. I need peace over this. I need you to give me peace. He says, pray and then trust him. Don't be anxious about it. Don't keep replaying it in your head. I think of another story. I'm full of mom stories today. And it's funny, at our dinner, my cousin got up to talk. And he had a lot of stories. And so I said to the elders, I think stories run in our family. We all have a lot of stories to share. And so, but I think of my mom, and she shared this with us often, because whenever we'd be distressed or whatever, she said she had had a confrontation. Not when she was a pastor, but before she started the pastor. She was a minister. She'd had some issues with, you know, how that is. There's always some churchy stuff going on. At some churches. And she said she went home and she was like, in her mind, I should have said this and I should have done that. And I should have, you know, she went through all, you know, we've all done that. You've been in a confrontation, and then when you get home, you can think of all the things you should have said and all the things you should have done, you know, and most were not good anyway. So that's why God didn't know it. But anyway, so she said she was walking through the house, and it started to get so overwhelming. You should have did this, and I should say that, and then they'll say that. And then she was starting to plan on what she was going to say when she went back to church. And then she realized, okay, that's not good. I'm not going back to church to say that. But she cried out, is what she said. And she made that so clear to us that it always stuck with me. But she said, she cried out, Jesus, I need peace. And she said it was like that. Peace came over her. She just had to call out to him. Sometimes you get to that point. You have to get to that point where you know you're irrational. You know that you're about to go way over the top on this. And God steps in. You have to call out to him. But I want to encourage you today. That's what it's saying. Don't be anxious about anything. Don't let any of those worries or concerns or the chaos in the world Don't let any of that rob you of your peace. And if you get to that point where it feels like you're overwhelmed, call out to him. I know people think I'm crazy because when I'm driving, I am talking to God. That is my best time to talk to him. And I talk to him like, yeah, God, where you, it looks like I'm talking to myself while I'm driving because I'm talking to God, but I need him. I need him so. And he is my peace and he is my joy. He's everything to me. He is the love of my life. And so he is my hope. That's why I love Advent, because each one of those things is what God is to me. And I can't make it even one day without him. I can't. And so I encourage you to get to know him. Get to know him like that, where you don't even care if anybody thinks you're crazy because you're driving and talking to him. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me because I need him. I need him to work things out for me. I need him to give me peace when I need it. I need him to fill me with joy when I'm feeling sorrowful and depressed and down. I need him, and I need his peace and joy and hope. I need his love. So I want to encourage you today, as I'm coming to a close, I want to encourage you to seek out his peace when you're in trouble, when it's feeling like you can't make it. You may be sitting home alone. You know, at this time, sometimes there are times when you just don't have the family, you know, during the holiday season. But he'll bring you peace, and you'll be so surprised at how peaceful you feel. So I just want to encourage you today to seek out his peace. Seek him for peace. Seek him for what you need. But today I'm talking about peace. Seek him out for that peace that surpasses all understanding. You can be going through serious trials and wonder, why do I feel peace? Why do I feel peace when I should be feeling distressed and I should be feeling angry and overwhelmed, but I'm feeling peace because God's peace is resting on you. His peace is resting on you. So during this Advent season, I like to leave you with a blessing. It's a scripture, but it's a blessing. So as I come to the end, I want to leave you with this blessing. And it is from 2 Thessalonians 3:16. And it says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you, all of you. Amen. I want you to have that peace this week. And now before I pray, you guys know I love to be interactive sometimes, but something, I was reading an article, and I promise I'm almost done, but this really did bless me this week. I was reading an article, and it said, if you were having a heart attack and you were alone, what could you do to help save yourself until you can get to help? And I thought, oh, that's neat. That's interesting. Let me see what you can do. What would I need to do if that happened? And it said, take deep breaths. Keep taking deep breaths until you can get to help. And I was like, well, of course, breathing is life. When you take those deep breaths, you wonder why you feel better when you do deep breathing. It's bringing life. It's bringing your body alive. It's what it says. It keeps your heart beating. It starts to bring your lungs. And, you know, it was a whole big explanation. But to me, I was like, all I could see was the spiritual side. Well, of course, taking in those deep breaths brings life to you. So I'm going to have us do a couple deep breaths as we go into our prayer today. Give you a practice. How to get through the holiday season. How about that? How to get through whatever the issue may be. Practice doing some deep breaths. It brings life. It rejuvenates your body. And it also helps to clear your mind of all of the erratic things, the overwhelmed thoughts that the enemy tries to bring to you. A few deep breaths, and then we'll go into prayer. So go with me. I'll just kind of guide you through them. Then we'll get to prayer. So get comfortable in your seat, and we'll do a few deep breaths. So take in a deep breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. One more. Deep breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. One more for good measure. Deep breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. We thank you for filling our room today with the spirit of peace. We thank you, God, that peace will follow us as we go home. God, that peace, God, will fill up our our whole holiday season. We thank you, God, for your love and your kindness and your grace, God. But we truly thank you for hope. We can hope in you. We thank you for your peace, God. We thank you for joy and your love today, God. We thank you and we praise you. And God, today I ask that you would meet each person today at their very point of need. If they are in need of peace today, God, we speak a spirit of peace over them, that it will ride in the car with them, that it will go into their home and fill every area, every space in that house with your sweet peace, God. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you today. And then, God, we do again pray for those who are in need of a healing, God, those who have received an unexpected diagnosis, God. We're asking that you would be with them, give them peace, God, as they walk through this journey. And we thank you for it. And we thank you for your healing virtue, God. Let your healing virtue flow from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, God, for that spirit of peace that's filling this room right now. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.